God. That's the saint testifying. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews 13. I have to say a few things tonight. Get out of the way. Might be something to help you tonight. Hebrews 13. Verse number 12 says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate." This book is wrote to Hebrews, and their religious beliefs held them back. Verse 13 says, "Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach." Bearing his reproach right there is true Christianity. Bearing his shame, his reproach, and who he was. Jesus, as far as his life, loved people. But they didn't love him. They knew he could do some things for them, but they didn't have love for him. And you say, "How do you know that?" Well, when he died, there wasn't many people around that said, "That's my Lord, and I love him." The women stood at the cross. John stood there, but there wasn't no more disciples that walked with him for 3 years. Loneliness is part of Christianity. Not lonely because we have him, but loneliness in this world. Suffering is part of Christianity. It's part of it. I don't like it, but it comes. I want to talk to you tonight about this, and I hope the Holy Ghost will help you. He said, "Let us go therefore unto him without the camp." Jesus didn't die in the city, he died without the camp. The Jews couldn't get without the camp because they had a camp. They had a religious camp. I've had people ask me in times gone by, "What camp are you with?" And I'd give them a name or two of preachers. But you know, I never did say I'm with the Lord's camp. It was with the camp of the people that I preached for and who I was around. Now, outside the camp, there'll be loneliness. There'll be misunderstandings. But I don't think we'll ever get anything done until we get outside the camp. I know it's God that does it. And I identify myself with Christ because he saved me and put me in. And also identify with the body of believers. But the ruler of my life isn't above believers, is Christ. And you have to get outside of it. See, the Jews were so committed to their legalistic ways, their ceremonies, all that they did. In fact, when Christ died, brother, they was having the Passover. But outside the camp, outside the gate, Jesus died. And brother, I'm saying this tonight, that you have to get out of sight of legalism. Legalism, my friend, is adding something to grace. Legalism is your ways is the only right ways. And that's what legalism is. It's just ceremonial legal things that they practice. And you told them this morning about the Levitical priesthood and how, brother, Matt, listen, thank God that I said this to him after he got through. I said, and the legal priesthood, thank God for it. Amen. Thank God God set up there. Amen. It was for the Jewish people. Amen. And brother Aaron. Amen. That line, it was for the Jewish people. But brother, when Christ come and met
Melchizedek, I personally think is him. Amen. I don't know if anybody else it could be. But the pre-incarnate Christ, thank God, will come represent his priesthood is forever. Amen. His priesthood, listen, God and I, he represents everybody, the saint, and not just the Jewish people. Amen. But the, thank God that if I say this to the world, believers tonight, thank God he that I represent him, that he ever lived to make intercession for us. Amen. He said we're saved to the uttermost. Amen. Why? Because of him. He ever lived to make intercession. Amen. He is our interceder. Thank God, listen. You can't make it without him. He's on the throne tonight. You're his object and I'm his. And he intercedes on our behalf. And that's just the way God set it up. Amen. Listen, I don't understand all about it, Brother Keith. But I do know this. He ever lived to make intercession for us. Amen. That we will be his in the by and by. Thank God because all things is by him. And listen tonight, thank God he keeps us. And he takes care of us. And he intercedes for us. And through and by him tonight we have, thank God, eternal life. Have been saved to the uttermost. Have been saved completely. Amen. That's what it means. You're not saved for a while. You stay completely. Amen. Listen, thank God tonight anybody's ever saved, they're saved forever. They ain't saved for a temporary. Listen, I've got a great high priest. He ever lived to make intercession on my behalf. Amen. There's nothing that ever trips him up. There's nothing that he don't know. There's nothing he can't do. Thank God for his will. Amen. And I'm in it tonight. And you're in it tonight. You're in his family tonight. Thank God he knows where you're at. He knows the need you have. And he knows how to take care of you. Right. Thank God for that. Right. Amen. There's no greater family than the family of God. Yeah. And that's a spiritual family. Yeah. It's a mystical family unto the world. Yeah. Amen. The religious world, you've got to get outside of the camp. Thank God. Amen. Of the legalism. Amen. Listen, there's nothing you can do to help God tonight.
Nothing.
People's call it this legalism. They debate and argue about rules and regulations more than anything I know. Brother, he is the rule. He didn't write a bunch of rules for me. He gave me himself. And so by him, he is my ruler. He's got instruction in this scripture, but I cannot I take any credit for anything that I do in this scripture, right? But thank God his grace enabled me to do it. You cannot mark yourself off as a Jewish legalist, amen, or a church legalist. There is such thing, amen, that they live by these legal rules and they dictate people by them, and it never will. And you got to get outside the cap of that. Amen. You got to. You can't live like that. You're free in the grace of God. You're free in Christ. He made you free. He saved you to set you free. He didn't save you, thank God, to lock you up in what religion wants to do. Thank God he made you free tonight. Thank God, free in heaven. Romans 14 tears all that up. Because free it ain't the outward man, it's the inward man. And listen, thank God what he allows is within him. Thank God will for your life. And you can't live a life. Amen. Bound by, amen, of the legal rules of mankind. Listen, there's no power in that. It's the flesh. The flesh is it strength. The flesh tries to fulfill things that bring honor and glory to the flesh. Over in the Bible, he said over there, he said in the book of Galatians, he said that they do this that they might glory in your flesh. What? The glory of man in the flesh of man. You've got to get outside that camp. Listen to me tonight. Christ is in you. The hope of glory is in you. Hey God, listen. His life is in you. New Testament Christianity. My friend, listen. Thank God it's not. Amen. On the outside, it's on the inside. It manifests. But listen. New Testament Christianity is Christ in you. Amen. Listen tonight. It's His life in you.
That's right. And that's the way it is. It ain't a written law. The law can't produce what we got. The law is only a schoolmaster pointing us to Christ. That's the only way it can do. The law wasn't given for the righteous man. The law was given for the unrighteous man. The unrighteous man can't keep the law. No man keeps the law. Christ kept it, fulfilled it, and thank God He done it. Amen. But I'm praying this tonight. Amen. There's no man in here the law cannot do. The law can't perfect you. Boy, if there's a verse and I preach it and we talk about it, it's been on my mind for weeks now of the Galatians who have bewitched you, having the God of the Spirit made perfect by the flesh. Listen, friend, and I appreciate modesty. God preaches modesty. Amen. He said that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. But I'm telling you, that's not modesty. Don't perfect you. It testifies to a world that Christ sees the heart. And that's what it does. Amen. Listen, that's because a person does that. Does not mean that they're even saved.
Amen, brother.
Pharisee preaching will produce self-righteousness in a congregation. That means it's their way or no way, and it's done by the law of Moses. Amen. And that's why they kicked the man out in John 9. Thank God from the synagogue. Because he confessed Christ. And they, listen, they were legalists. You can't live that way. Amen. Listen, thank God tonight you can tell them, I've been in it, friend, I was one. Amen. I've been in it, thank God. I'm telling this tonight. Thank God if you ever get free from it. Amen. You know it's for that Christ. Not yourself, amen. You can listen, a preacher can preach wherever at any time. They can preach in his work clothes. Somebody said to me, I don't believe I pray right unless I get my clothes on. I said, well, what in the world are you going to do in the shower? God's with you. He don't feel that. That don't mean nothing to God. That's just foolish. He don't understand it. Listen, friend, thank God. I've been in the chair for the Holy Ghost. Get it all me, amen. And get the singing in going, the goodness of God. What am I going to do? Wait a minute, Lord, I got to go draw and put my clothes on. You don't think God sees nakedness? He ain't turned. He ain't no shadow turning in God.
No.
He give us rules, thank God, for us dressing modest. Amen. And keeping your naked covered. Amen. But listen, friend, that's between me and God. That ain't between me and you. Amen. You gotta go outside the camp. You gotta fight to get outside the camp because your mind has been brainwashed under a legal set of rules that you think you're unspiritual if you do them. You ain't spiritual, nothing you do or don't do unless the Holy Ghost is doing it. That's right. Listen, friend, I'll tell you, listen, you're not made perfect by the flesh. You're not made perfect, you're not made perfect by the world. The world is the opposite of Christ. Listen, he said the world passed away and the lust thereof. Amen. But he that does the will of God abides forever. What is the world? The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. It's not a thought of the world. Thank God, friend, if you love the world, you can't love God. He said a man filled the world, him is God. Listen to me, you've got to get outside the camp of the world. The world's mind thinking. He said, be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind.
Yes, sir.
How do you think? If all you think about possessions, then you of the world. If all you think about money, you're of the world. If all I think about is athletics, then I'm of the world. That's all I think about. That's my life. I'm not running for that. That ain't what I'm running for. Amen. I've got to get outside the camp on that stuff. You cannot let anything be a besetting sin in your life or thank God take you away from God and listen without. You've got to get outside the camp. Yes. If you don't get outside the camp, then you're ruled by it. Listen, friend, there are some systems of the world that we are in bondage to. We are in bondage to Caesar. Somewhat in giving Caesar what's his,
what's written around his feet or that which deceives him. He was a governing man. Thank God that's why you pay taxes. And then that's why you do it. It's the way it's set. God doesn't answer up through these people. Listen, everything's of God. He sets things up and he puts things down. But often, thank God, if we're going to get in with him, you've got to get outside the world. The world can't dictate your life, baby.
Amen.
Amen. Get outside. You got to get outside religion. You got to get beyond the camp. You got to get out of the camp. He said he got it without the camp. He went outside. He went to the camp could be many places. But he went out without the camp. Listen to me tonight. I'm going to get straight with you if you listen to me. And don't judge. Independent Baptist is a camp.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ones of them. But if you're listen, I know some people don't like this, but it don't matter to me. I'm a Baptist because I believe the closest to the Scripture, and because they baptized by immersion after true salvation. I'm a Baptist because I believe when you get saved, you're saved forever. I don't believe. Listen, I preach for Pentecostal. I've been accused of being a Pentecostal before, but I'm not. I would not go nowhere where they believe you could fall from grace.
No. No.
I would not come up with any church. It don't mean I wouldn't preach for them. Don't mean I wouldn't go to service there. But I'm not going to be part of that in what they say. Amen. They might say it. Amen. I cut it off. Because there's nobody that's saved for part-time. You're saved forever. And if a man believes you fall at the hand of God, I ain't got nothing to do with it. You can't. Listen to me. Anybody that does it because mom and daddy done it, it's in religion.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I do not preach this Bible for you to believe what I believe. I preach the Scripture that the Holy Ghost might teach it to you. If he don't teach it to you, it never will happen. It amazed me what come out of his tongue a while ago. Amen. No other black brother Larry been saved. Amen. A similar thing. Amen. He said it a while ago, right. I'm glad I'm one of the chosen few. It is you. It is you. Why? Because it's by revelation. And a man can only see it because God showed it to him. And listen, thank God I said, I'm glad he done it for me. I'm glad he done it for brother Larry. I'm glad he done it for brother Joe. But you got to get out. I'm as free tonight as I have ever been in not being bound to religious groups. I'm not preaching to preach again. I'm not preaching this because I think they want to hear it. That's religious bondage. I do not have to identify myself with anybody but Christ.
Yes.
And it identify with me with the body of believers. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you this tonight. There's nobody going to dictate all my life but God himself. Yes. And you'll never get nowhere with God. You listen to me. I told you that not long ago. And it's hard to get there sometimes because, amen, of the pressure of the brethren and the pressure of people, amen, and the pressure of people saying, you don't believe it right. Listen, let me believe what I want to. You believe what you want to and we'll send the judgment seat to you. If I didn't preach what I believe, what would I preach? What you want to hear? If I did, if you say, hey, and preach the word. That's right. If you, listen to me. If you and you sit down together, if we talked about a lot of things, there'd be something we didn't see eye to eye. And you know what? If you said everything I wanted you to hear, I'd say, then people don't really believe that. Amen. I mean, brother, listen. You've got to get outside the camp of that kind of thing. It is very difficult to get outside the camp of religion because religion is man-made and religion says do this and the denominationalism says this. And listen, thank God and I, you ain't bound to nobody but Christ and Him alone. And if you can't get there, thank God you're not going to enjoy this life. That's right. So you've got to get outside the camp. I'll tell you some things it's done for me. Number one,
It's not caused me to worry no more of what people think about me. You say, preacher, do you care what people think about you? Yes and no. I really don't care what people think of how I preach. And I really don't think, I don't care what people think about how, what I say. But I am guarded by the Holy Ghost. And I don't say it just to say it. I have before, but I am guarded by the Holy Ghost. But I will say this tonight. All worry's going to do is just take you further away from God. And God's not in no kind of worrying, because He's the God that's in charge of all things. I'm not concerned about how many meetings I got or who calls me to preach. I'm not worried about that no more. I used to think, Lord, I want some open doors. Hey, if He wants to open it, I told Him. I said, Lord, here it is with me and you, Lord. You know me better than I do. If you open the door, I appreciate it. If you don't, that's fine too. If, listen, Elijah, when he prayed down the fire of God from heaven, there wasn't one person there with him saying, amen, brother, amen, brother, amen, brother. But there's a whole lot of false prophets.
Yeah,
set at Jezebel's table.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, one was with Elijah, God was.
Right.
And when you get God, and when you can get with God, it's not God coming over to me, it's me with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, He'll come to me. He'll only come to me on His terms. Amen. And bless me with it. But the whole thing is in life in general, brother, you cannot live your life, amen. I'd rather man be who he is and be a hypocrite, amen. I'd rather for a man, thank God, to be who he is than have to put on, like I preached this morning, deception. Deception is the biggest tool of the devil. Amen. How does a man know he's deceived? He don't. He don't know he's deceived. He said, be not deceived. Jesus said, be not deceived. God is not mocked for whatsoever man's will, that's yours. Hey, listen, amen. He said, listen, thank God. He said, the first sign of Jesus coming is, he said, let no man deceive you. Now I'll tell you something now. There's some things I can't say. God won't let me. It might even sound like boasting. But God has given me an understanding of the grace of God in Christ. He has. That God is in complete control through His Son that ministers grace to His people. And without Him, we nothing. Can't do nothing. Grace is the gift of God. There's, listen, I told my wife, and this is just the truth. We were talking today. Amen. There's the table. And I said, there's no way. I mean, you cannot go back and think on this thing and think how it could work apart from this God doing it. Because I was a sinner going to hell and had no thoughts on God, didn't consider God. Amen. Had a little religion. Amen. Not much. Enough to say there is a God telling me. And listen, I didn't want to use the name in vain. I knew that. And that was just in my conscience. But I didn't hear nothing about salvation. Didn't know nothing about it. You know what I thought before I saved? I thought all good people go to heaven, all bad people go to hell. That's what I thought. I'm not that bad. Bible said I'm not that bad sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. Thank God. Amen. Listen, I did not know how to get saved. I didn't have to get saved in my life until the Holy Ghost brought somebody by and confronted me with my condition.
Yes.
It's hard for people to see themselves as who they really are. It's really hard. The hardest problem you'll have is with yourself when God deals with you.
Yes, sir.
You might get mad at the preacher, but it ain't his fault.
No.
It's good that you get mad. Amen.
Sure,
that's right. Listen. Thank God Naaman got mad.
Yeah.
He said, go dip in Jordan. He said, what about abandoned far, far away? Them rivers good enough. I tell you what, heaven and earth. And his old men said, if he had told you to do something hard, you'd have done it because that's flesh. But now you've got to humble yourself and dip in the Jordan seven times.
Yes.
And when you do, you'll come out like a little old child.
Yes.
And son, that's what he did. He come clean. Thank God he was a leper. Amen. He had to do what the man of God said, Elisha. Amen. Listen, friend, Elisha was God's mouthpiece for that man to do what God told him to do. Don't think less of that. Amen. The preacher is a man of God. Amen. Is telling you what the Word says. Amen. And trying to interpret your heart by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And listen tonight, there's some people, amen, have never humbled themselves under the mighty hand of God. And listen, they're still trying to dip in them other rivers. And they're still in bondage. And if they just thank God, submit themselves under God Himself and dip themselves, amen, in the death of Jordan and die as hell and live under God, thank God, amen, that's sealing me.
Amen. Yes,
listen to me. You'll see it. Listen. It's revealed to you. It's got to be revealed to you before you believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's believing after it's revealed the result of Him showing Himself to you in the past. And you believe it. You heard it. The Word was made known. The words I speak unto you, their spirit life. Larry Fish back there, amen. I don't know how long he come to this church. But Brother Larry, he said out there. He said, I love y'all, but I didn't used to.
Right.
You know why? Because of the gospel.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have said that if we were just going fishing.
Right.
He said that because of the way we were preaching. And God showed him the truth. And I love his testimony because he said, I've seen the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, you've got to see him.
Right.
Amen. Through the power of God, through the gospel. Amen. Thank God with eye faith, with the power of God. Listen, friend, a man that says there ain't no feeling in it, he don't know what he's talking about.
Amen, brother.
There's feeling in this thing. You might not feel it every day. And then I ain't going by salvation just because what I feel. But there is a witness of God. And then they may thank God to testify. If anything, you've got the goods. And you're born again by the Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother. Yes.
You can drag your lips to the ground and be low. Say, woe is me. Where's he at? Done it more than one time, haven't y'all? And I'm going to tell you what, that Holy Ghost to show up on your heart. Get to singing. He come up here this morning to sing. He come up here and sung between me and Tristan. You got to sing like the blood. I felt the co-power in the Holy Ghost. Boy, I thought, praise God, if we get about 15 up here getting to do something like that, thank God, we're not going to shout. Amen, because two's better than one.
Yes.
Two's better than one. Ecclesiastes said, two's better than one. Amen. That's right, thank God. And a three-fold cord cannot be broken. Amen. And this is real. When you got people together in unison, thank God, singing the songs of God, and praying and seeking the face of God, there's some power in it.
Amen, brother.
That's right. And it ain't from some system we've done.
No, sir.
Give it out a bulb in the back door and say, this is what we're going to do today. Ain't nothing in that. That's the flesh. Who's telling God what they're going to do? That's God's business, what we do in here. Amen, isn't it? That's right. He's the Father. Right. He's the leader. The Holy Ghost is the one that does it. We live in the day of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, get outside the temple of that religion. Get outside of it. I don't care what the title is. I don't care if it's Baptist. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. I believe in preaching. I'm not in a classroom where God's trying to teach me things. I believe in that too, but that needs to be done outside of preaching. Preaching.
Yes.
Holy Ghost is teaching.
Yes,
that's right. You have the anointing. That means that God rubbed you with truth. Amen. And teaching you truth. When you read that Bible, He said, therefore, you need no man to teach you. I'll teach it to you. And God in 1 John 2:27, He said that. You're the only one, that you and God. When you get along with God, He's a teaching you.
Yes,
I am not a Baptist pope.
Right.
I saw a little something on there, a little joke that God had there on this afternoon, had that smoke coming out that stack, you know, over there. The Catholics, they send that smoke up when they need it on a pope.
Yes.
And then they got on the grill and he said, and then they're out there grilling, that smoke was called a grill, and they said, this is what they do when they need another preacher at the Baptist church. But really, you think about that stuff, friend. I mean, it's just religion. That's all it is. It's rules. It's regulations. It's formality. I don't like formality. I do not like formality. I don't like formalism.
I don't care who said about it. I know when they're for them. Okay. I feel like God's helped me in some I wonder. I'm not talking about the couple. I'm talking about me doing it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I just can't do it. I said, what am I going to mess up here? Because it's so formal. I like when people say, witness, I believe that you ought, listen, I won't say this about dress. I believe you ought to wear what the Holy Spirit tells you and it'll be right. Amen. That's the way I look at it. You say, what should I wear? What the Holy Spirit tells you? I believe a woman ought to be a woman, a man ought to be a man. I don't think no man ought to act feminine.
Amen.
I don't think no woman ought to act masculine.
Amen.
I think they're identified by how they look. And these boys who want to act like girls, they just need to get a good whooping. Amen. That's right, son. And I'll tell you what, brother, listen. Thank God. Amen. Listen. There's a lot of this going on, young people.
Yeah.
Look at her laughing at me. She's been screaming on the church. Praise God.
Amen. And I'm saying this tonight, that you got to get outside the camp.
Yeah.
You can't stay in it, the religious camp, and have the blessing of God. If all you want is somebody to agree with you, then this you this is what you'll do. You'll say everything you want they want you want them to hear. You've got to use some wisdom sometimes. I mean, somebody come up to you and say, what do you believe about that? Say, I believe Jesus Christ. A fellow told he made a statement. I said something about the grace and sovereignty of God. He said, don't get in the ditch. I said, well, if you keep Jesus in the middle, there ain't going to be no ditch. Because Jesus Christ is the preeminent one. He's in right, thank God, in the middle. He's in the midst. If I can love Him and keep Him where I ought to in my life, and Him keep me is the main thing.
Yes.
Brother, I'm telling you this. Listen to me. Every doctrine magnifies Him.
Right.
Ever be it. The doctrine of sin magnifies Him in the place that He died for it.
Right.
The doctrine of justification magnifies Him because He's the only one that can declare you saved and righteous. That's right. He's the only one that can. There ain't no other.
No.
Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight, brother, if you want to go with God, amen. You ain't going to have a lot of people. They said we could get him, but he don't wear a necktie.
He didn't have
what's that got to do with it? This is what I'm looking for as a pastor, preacher. I'm looking for the Spirit of God in another man that'll preach and help me. That's what I'm looking for. You know what I'm looking for? Somebody's got the Spirit that can help me. That's why I get these preachers in here because I need it. Brother Logan preached last Sunday night, the other Sunday night in the Spirit. Preached in the Spirit. That's right. Logan Buchanan come down and preach in the Spirit. I don't care whether he's got a suit coat on or not. It don't make a difference to me. I'm concerned about the Holy Ghost in helping that man. If a man, I'm not against tithe. I don't wear much no more, but I'm not against them. I'm for them. If a man ought to wear one, wear one. If I go preach for somebody and I know they back that kind of thing, I'm going to wear one. I ain't going to say nothing about that. I'm going to his place. That's the way I look at it. If I come to your house and you don't want me to smoke in there, I ain't going to smoke.
That's right.
God have mercy. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
I respect you. You respect me. But when I go to another place to preach, I'm going to preach. In July, I've got a couple places. Amen. I'll go to Kentucky. And then I'll go, amen, listen. I go to Tennessee and preach. Brother, listen. When I go there, I'm under their authority for us. Subjected to them. And if they thank God you ought not take your coat off, I'll just sweat.
Yes.
I preached in that church over there in Durham that time. They had a bunch of people there, boy. There's all these people in there. I asked the preacher, I said, I advise you to take my coat off, ain't it? He said, yeah. He said, just don't get up on no pews. Well, I had a good time preaching. See, when you get plugged in preaching, you don't care who's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. You don't care if the president's there or who's there. Amen. That's like that thing back there. Listen, thank God. I don't care what the people think what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
But I did. I put the stop to it.
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing to me. If I get plucked in, thank God, it don't matter what I say to them. It don't matter what I say to you. If you plug in, no matter what you say to me, preaching the Word of God, every man needs it. Amen? And I'll tell you what, you'll never get further with God unless you come into complete subjection to Him and not be bound to all these camps. And somebody said to me, I preach there at the jail. They quit asking me. They said, how many people you have saved? I said, God keeping the count.
Yes, He did.
I don't know if I've had any. Amen. That just tears them up. I'll tell you, Wayne Hill sent me a letter and said he's over there, thank God, over there in that one place, and he's assistant chaplain. He wanted to thank me in the preaching of the Word of God. I don't know what God did. That's his business. I know that God gave me the authority to preach the Word of God. Amen. That's right. And whatever God chooses to do with it, Brother Joe, that's His business. You're the messenger, and He's the giver of it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you cannot listen to me tonight. Amen. Listen, you'll never please anybody if you're going to try to please everybody.
Yes.
I tell my wife, I said, as long as you please me, that's all matter. That's right. I tell God, as long as you please me, that's all. As long as I please God, that's the only thing. You can't be a servant of God to please. And thank God, brother, listen, be a servant of God. You can't be a servant of God to please man.
No, you cannot.
Men pleasers. What's it say? The fear of man bring a what? A snare?
Snare, yes, sir.
You've got to get outside the camp. Bolton. Amen. Don't say everything people want to hear. Amen. Caught a little preacher with a man up in the mountains. He said about the gospel, he'd give him an answer, he didn't be like. He said, I ain't gonna let you preach tomorrow. He said, that's all right, I'll listen to you. I ain't changing my mind. Why should I change my mind if God give it to me? Huh? He's unchangeable, thank God. Go with what He tells you. It might sound crazy sometimes. The Holy Ghost doesn't think it was unusual sometimes. Amen. But you'll never do it as long as you fear what people's going to think about you.
No, you won't.
What they're going to say about you. There are some people that's going to do what they can for the opinions of people. But brother, they're going to have opinions that's up and down all the time. And you are never going to be satisfied with them. It wouldn't matter what you said to them. And I've had people come and say, well, I like that preaching. I said, I thought in my mind, if they do, they'll come back. Ain't a whole lot come back. You know why? They didn't like the preacher. That's right. And I'll tell you what, you've got to get outside the camp. Jesus died outside the camp. You're going to have to get outside the camp. You cannot live in a camp of religion and a camp of the world and a camp of legalism and have the blessings of God. Because you can't listen to Him while you listen to everybody else. And I'll tell you what I'll do. By the help of God, if you believe something different than that, I receive you in the faith.
Right.
If it's within the doctrines of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Because, brother, I'm not starting my own church. I'm in His.
Right.
And that's the only true church.
Right.
God bless
right.
the Lord for it. God bless you for hearing me. Let's stand tonight. Brother Redmond, have prayer for us.
Almighty, I thank you, Lord, for your greatness.
God bless you.
Kindness to us this day, Lord.
Yes.
Goodness, long suffering, kindness of God.
God, help Lord.
Extended to us this day, God. You've been kind to us.
Yes, God.
Lord, with the Word of God, the preached Word of God.
Yes, God.
Testifying, God.
Yes.
Been good to meet with your family. Been good
yes,
to meet
God.
With your people, God.
Then oh, God,
help
us,
the
house God.
Of God and the family, the church of God. I
yes,
thank you, Lord.
God. Bless your
good
name.
Be a part. Thankful that I'm in Christ.
Yes, this
night, God. I pray
yes,
your help
Lord.
Us, God.
Bless
tonight,
Lord.
God, to heed the Word of
yes,
God.
Lord.
Give us grace, God, the power and ability, God. I pray, God, there be an unction inside of us, God, that we're
able to
do tonight, Christ. We'll be determined more tonight, God, than we was when we got here. Thank God by the help of God.
Yes, go to him. He's outside the camp.
Thank God, not the man.
Go to him.
God, not
the man. He's outside the camp.
God, not what man's opinion is.
Yes, he ain't got the rules like nobody went
in. I'm thankful tonight, God, that you don't have an opinion. You have the truth.
That's right.
Thank God, you are the truth.
Yes.
God, and every man has opinions, God, but Lord, yours is the truth, God. What you say is the truth, God.
Yes.
God, I pray. Honey, hear the word of God. Hear the voice of God.
Yes.
And God, deep down within us, God, by the grace and mercy and love, God, that we love you and desire and want to go with God tonight, God, I pray you put that in us. Deep, God, I pray. Build it, strengthen it, God, tonight. God, that it is love, thank God. Not with the arrogance toward the world,
love.
But God, show them the love of God.
That's Lord, right.
God, if we walk with God, we'll show you tonight, God,
yes,
not ourselves, not man, but we'll show the love of Christ,
thank
God,
God,
the love of God, and the light of God.
Thank
help
God.
And thank you, God, for letting me hear
today
and to hear the word of God. In Jesus' name, glory to you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you for coming. Pray for us. Liberty to go. Amen.